Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back once again. That song we sang, not the last one, but the one before it, 398. Trust and obey. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning, is trust and obey. You know, if we are obeying the Word of God, if we're obeying His commandments, isn't that a good way to show our love and our trust in Him?
Amen.
And we should have trust in Him. Has He ever failed you before? Has He ever caused you to doubt? Now, we in ourselves, in our weakened state, may doubt. And a lot of times we do. But brethren, He has never given me any reason to doubt Him. He's never given us any reason to doubt Him. He's always faithful and He always will be. So therefore, we need to trust and we need to obey. Like it says, when we walk with the Lord. Stop. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. In the light of His Word. Isn't His Word a light? Like in Psalms 119, 105, we have, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be walking with Him, He's going to help us. He's going to show us the way. So when we walk with the Lord in the light of His way, what a glory He sheds on our way. Isn't His glory, it'll just light the way just in His glory itself. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His way, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Brethren, that's the key. When we walk with the Lord, when we're trusting in His Word, when we're walking by faith, not by sight, when we're letting Him show the way, letting Him lead us, brethren, we will trust and we will obey. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. Just want to get verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 26, 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. How long is everlasting? Well, it's everlasting. Trust ye in the Lord, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. What better strength can we find? None. None but in the Lord. The Lord and the power of His might. We need to be trusting in Him. He has the ability to keep His promises. He has the ability to keep His word, and He always will. Brother, I've used the example of myself before. If I make you a promise today, tomorrow I may have to break it. I may not be able to by just human restrictions, or I just may forget. My feeble mind, I forget things. Brothers and sisters, God does not forget. God will never forget. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. That goes for you too. That's a promise He's given to us. So why would we not want to trust and obey such a loving and faithful God? He's always faithful. He's always just. He's always right. None can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be trusting in something, if we're going to obey someone's word, why not obey the Word, the absolute Word of God? We need to be trusting in Him, showing our trust in Him. Brethren, that's the root of faith. If you're going to have faith, you're going to be trusting in God. And Isaiah said, that will keep him in perfect peace. Perfect. We like to use that word perfect. We know we're never going to see absolute perfection until our change come, or until the Lord comes back. But brethren, we can have that peace that passes all understanding. brothers and sisters, that peace can be in our life. We can find more peace. We can have more joy here in this life if we're trusting and obeying His Word. That will keep him in perfect peace. But again, the Scriptures are very precise. The Scriptures never leave us to wonder, how can I find this peace? Well, keep reading. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Brothers and sisters, there is a warfare that we fight every single day, and it's of our mind and our heart. There's plenty in this world that's want to tear us away from God's Word, but we need to be struggling. We need to be pressing into the kingdom. We need to be holding our mind and keeping our heart upon Him. That's how we can be trusting. That's how we can be obeying His Word. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. Brethren, if we're going to be trusting in Him, that means we're going to be having our mind upon Him, having our heart with His law written upon it. Brothers and sisters, we need to be reading this Word. We need to be following His instructions. That's the only way we can trust and obey. How do you obey something? Well, you have to know what it is to obey it. What better way to obey His Word than to know His Word? Know what's right, what's wrong. In this world we live, especially in today, the what's right and what's wrong, is the lines are being blurred. Brother and sister, it's not blurred in this book. It's not blurred in His Word. It's truth. It's right. And it's clear. It may be blurry to some people that doesn't know it very much. Keep reading. Keep trusting in God. Keep pressing into the kingdom. He'll open things to you. Each and every time you open His book, He may reveal something to you. But that's how we do. We need to be trusting. We need to be trusting that God's going to show us the way. Trusting that He'll lead us. We heard this morning, it's like we don't need to be going it at our own strength. We need to be trusting that God is going to be our strength. Trusting that He's going to be going before us. That's the way we can prosper. That's the way we can have good success, as we heard in Joshua. Trusting in God. God will lead us. God will prepare the way. So that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. Now he says, the mind is stayed upon thee. Not a mind that thinks about God, and I'm over here. Thinks about God, and I'm over here. Brothers and sisters, does that sound familiar? That's me. That's me to a T. I need to be struggling. I need to be trying to keep my mind stayed upon Him. Where my affection is at. I need to be keeping my mind and my heart upon Him. That's the way that we should go. That's how I can be trusting. That's how I can obey His Word. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now, like we said, we don't need to be going at it on our own strength. We're going to find out we're going to run out of gas real quick. Brothers and sisters, we need to be trusting in His might. Trusting in His power. That's where the power is. That's where real strength comes from. It doesn't come from me. I don't care if you can bench press 500 pounds. Doesn't matter. The real strength comes from God. Comes from the trusting in His Word. Trusting and relying upon His strength. The children of Israel, when they went out to battle, if they were trusting in their own power and their own strength, brothers and sisters, we find that they were smitten. They were defeated. Remember the time where they said, well, let us get the ark, for it will save us. Again, they weren't trusting in themselves, but they were trusting in something else other than God. And what happened? They were smitten again. And this Bible, the Word of God is full of examples of what we need to do, how we need to live our life, how we can better trust, and how we can better obey His Word. Turn with me to Proverbs 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Brethren, he shall direct our paths. Have you ever gone on a trip and you were relying on like the GPS or your map skills or whatever, and you got lost or it didn't have a clue where it was going? I've been there. It's made of man. It's going to fail. It's going to fall. Maps aren't always accurate. GPSs can fail, brothers and sisters. But when God is showing us the way, it's always right. It's always true. He doesn't have to recalculate, brothers and sisters. He knows it. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. My mind is feeble. My mind is fault. There is no good. No, not one. Save God. He's the only one that is good. Anything good comes from God. And if it's a good way, it came from God. The one that we need to be trusting in. The one that we need to obey. I like how he starts this. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And sisters, we don't need to forget his law. We don't need to forget his commandments. We need to be keeping it close. We need to be keeping it on our mind, writing it on our heart. We need to know this word. It would be marvelous if I could just remember all the words of Scripture backwards and forwards. If I could just quote it from memory. I haven't gotten there. But that's what I'm going to be striving for. I'm going to be striving so I can remember his word. I want to keep it close. I want to keep it in memory. And he says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon thy tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know, we have great examples of someone like Joseph. Joseph trusted in God. He was trusting in God. I may be wrong, but I don't remember anything about in Joseph where we found that he was complaining. No. He was trusting in his God. Trusting in his God. And brethren, because he was trusting, because he had faith in God, he was blessed. And not only was he blessed, but everyone around him was blessed. We have people like David, who was trusting in God, who encouraged himself in the Lord several times, leaning upon God's strength. We have people like Joshua, who went out because God told him, I will be with you, Joshua. I'll be with you just like I was with Moses. And again, we have Moses, very faithful servant of God, who is trusting in God to lead him throughout the way. How do you lead millions and millions of people? You can't, save God only can help you. God only is the one that can lead. He can help you keep your mind fresh and lead you in the path that you should go. So again, we need to be trusting in God. We need to be trusting in his might, trusting in his way. I think you touched on Wednesday night about worry. You know, a lot of us, we tend to worry. Sometimes we can just get sick just worrying about things. Brethren, worrying. You've heard the example of worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't go anywhere. But again, that worry. If we're worried sick about something, it's almost telling God that I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't have any faith in you that you'll be able to take care of this. And I'm as guilty as anybody when it comes to that. And I've been worried sick about things. And come out, you know what? God took care of it for me. And it turned out to be nothing. But I made a mountain out of a molehill then. But he shows us and he proves day by day that he knows the way. He knows what he's talking about. So why don't I trust him more? Why do I not have faith in him? Why is my faith weak? Brethren, we need to strengthen our faith, strengthen our trust in him. We need to know his word. We need to, if we're going to obey his word, we need to know it. And his word will show us the way. Like I read earlier in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I love the example that you brought before us at one time. Have you ever used a lamp? It doesn't shine out over 100 yards or anything. It just kind of lights up right where you're at. Now, we like to have that, you know, that floodlight that really throws that light out. I want to see what's going to happen before me or whatever. Brethren, we need to have faith that God knows what he's doing. He's giving us a light to light our path. That's enough. Trust in him. He'll never lead us astray. He'll never lead us into temptation. He'll never leave us into destitute. Brothers and sisters, he'll lead us in the right path. But we need to be trusting in him. If we're veering from the path, it's not God's fault. We need to be trusting and obeying him. Like in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Turn with me to Hebrews real quick. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And some people like to just read too fast over things. Stop. Take a moment. Read what it's saying of them that diligently seek him. If you're going to be doing something diligently, you're going to be taking some time. You're going to be putting some priority on it. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, like the whole thing we've been talking about, trusting and obeying. Without trust, there is no faith. Without faith, there is no trust. How do we trust God? We have more faith in him. How do we obey him? We keep his commandments. You know, every time we keep the commandments of God, every time we strive to do better, every time we walk in his light, brothers and sisters, we're telling God, I love you. I trust you. You know, we have people that we trust here in life. And it's great to have those faithful companions we have, those good brothers and good sisters in life that we have, good friends, good companions that we can have trust in, we have faith in. But remember, they're human. They're limited. So we can trust them only to that human standpoint. Brothers and sisters, thanks be unto God. We have a God that is not limited. He's not limited on how much he can do. Brothers and sisters, he can do what he will, and it will happen. Anything he says is going to come to pass. It's happened time and time again, brethren. It's not going to stop. So if we're going to be trusting, if we're going to be obeying, we need to be trusting in the one who is able. Who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And brother and sister, that's power. That's strength. That's strength and power I don't have. But thanks be unto God, it's available to me as long as I avail myself to it. If I'm walking in his way. Real quick, in closing. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Fear God. That love, that reverential fear, and keep his commandments. Brothers and sisters, we need to be trusting God. We need to obey His word. Like the song, trust and obey, the chorus, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that we'll be more mindful, strive more to learn more of His, read His Word, spend more time in prayer, spend more time communing with God. Brothers and sisters, when we have a chance, praise His name. I love to come into the house of God and sing His songs of His love, sing the songs of His grace, and just lift our voices up in praise to God. He's worthy of it. So let's strive to be more trusting. Have our faith increased and strengthened, brothers and sisters, so we may trust and obey.